Federal wildlife officials today announced an agreement that could lead to the reintroduction of wood bison into Alaska. Larry Bell, a Fish and Wildlife Service Assistant Regional Director for External Affairs, says a special rule has been drafted that would designate reintroduced wood bison as non-essential experimental population, which means land the animals occupy would not be designated as critical habitat.
The proposed rule, derived from Section 10J of the Endangered Species Act, if finalized, would allow for the establishment of wood bison as an experimental population. And experimental in this sense, our requirement is that it be determined to not be essential to the continued existence of the species.
The second part of the rule, Bell says, turns management of the wood bison herd over to the Alaska Fish and Game Department. State management would include a hunting regime. Doug Vincent Lang is acting director of the State Division of Wildlife Conservation.
Yeah, they would provide subsistence resources for federally qualified and state qualified subsistence users, and as well as Alaska natives. Once we're meeting subsistence needs, anything above and beyond that would be available for sport hunting.
Previously classified as endangered, wood bison were reclassified as threatened in May of last year under the Endangered Species Act. At present, the animals are found in the wild only in Canada, but they roamed Alaska before 1900. The state began wood bison habitat assessment efforts about 10 years ago, and in 2008 imported about 50 bison from Canada. Now more than 100 animals are kept at the Alaska Conservation Center in Portage. Plans to release the herd at Minto Flats ran into a snag a couple of years ago due to concerns that the animals' endangered status at the time could result in a habitat declaration for the area, which would have interfered with development. After today's announcement, the public will have 60 days to comment on the plan.